Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Not today, Bubba.
Go get him, Bubba. Love you.
Not today, Bubba. Gordy. Gordy, can I bother you for a second?
Hey, folks. Big Game Bob here. Before we get the show started, let me remind you, please, don't try and be a hero at your local barbecue. Keep it easy. Stick to technology. What got us here with MEATER. Protect your meat today with MEATER, the world's first truly wireless leave-in meat thermometer with a water-resistant stainless steel design, designed with internal and external temperature sensors to ensure perfectly prepared meat for any meal. Don't mess with another man's meat, folks. Okay? If you want to be the barbecue guy, sure, be that guy. Take on the grill, but do it with the MEATER. You can get the MEATER today at MEATER.com. Protect your meat like Big Bob does. Stick this baby in the steak and be prepared for greatness. Not overcooked, not undercooked. Perfectly medium rare, the way steak should be if you got the MEATER stick. Enjoy your next barbecue today.
All right, folks, coming to you live here, coming to you early, coming to you often, episode 85 here. The Brilliantly Dumb Show, Big Game Bob, coming to you live on your local airwaves, however you're listening, whyever you're listening. We're just happy you are indeed listening. For those of you, before we get into the bullshit here, let me say, for those of you watching on the YouTube right now, and you see that my hat is dirty, I get that. I have an issue scheduling my day just to wash and dry my hat. So I have an issue. It sucks as is just to schedule a laundry day. I never think, okay, I'm going to designate this day, this time, to just getting my hats, washing them, and drying them. Laundry, I'll do that for. Hats, it's a weird concept for me. I can never just find the time, that certain slot where it said, okay, it's hat day, let's clean these suckers. It's just not my style. It's just not my thing. But let's get into this right now here for our sports bit. The beauty of the sports bit is sometimes they just kind of write themselves. That's what this one is here. Are we a little late to the party on it? Maybe so, but this is the type of story where you could join at any time and it's hilarious no matter what. Lou Williams was investigated by the NBA for leaving the NBA bubble and going to a strip club in which he claims he just went to go get chicken wings. Those chicken wings just so happened to be named after Lou Williams, which is just phenomenal in itself right there. Now, before I bust Lou Williams' chops a little bit, here's what I will say. I love Lou Williams. I think he's awesome. I find him to be hilarious. I've never seen a guy just walk on the court and just enjoy. He's just having the time of their life, of his life. If they win, great, they win. If they lose, there's always tomorrow. He doesn't really care. He's just there for a good time. And he walks onto the court, off the bench. He could be a starter. He doesn't really care if you start him or not. He could be a starter on any other basketball team, but he's not. He walks on. He drops 32 points a game. Says, forget the assists, forget the rebounds. Let me just get my buckets and have a good time. And that's really what Lou Williams does. It's like he's playing at the YMCA, except nobody's playing with him. It's just Lou Williams running back and forth, smiling, taking jump shots here, taking jump shots there. Big Game Bob is a big Lou Williams guy. Lou Williams, by the way, friend of the pod.
But what I want to talk about here, look, I've had the chicken wings at Magic City Strip Club. I've been on the record to say in previous shows that there's some places that are weird, but if I like the food, I'll go. That's a strip club. Without a doubt, if you give me a good enough wing, my only thing that I would say with ordering food, if you do order food at a strip club, and that's there's never any accountability. You know, there's never any accountability for your food because there's so much other things going on, as we all know. Who do I go to if I need an extra thing of ranch for my wings? Who do I go to? Who do I ask if I could have more ranch? Do I ask Destiny? Destiny's, you know, in the middle of a lap dance right now. She's not going to go get the ranch. She's going to make a lot more money off that lap dance than she is the ranch dressing. So obviously, Destiny's going to stay. Hey, Robbie, I'll get you your ranch, but can you hold on a second? I'm in the middle of something. This guy's rock hard. I'm almost there. Okay, but all right, just trying to get my ranch here. Who do I go to? There is no accountability whatsoever. Can I send something back? If the chicken's undercooked, who do I send it back to? Does Skylar just bust through the kitchen doors and start giving the chef shit because she's sick and tired of people not having their ranch dressing? No, because Skylar doesn't care that much. There's other things she's got to worry about. But if you're Lou Wings, if you're Lou Williams, not Lou Wings, how many chicken wings do you think Lou Williams had to get the chicken wings named after himself? At what wing did the owner just say, fuck it, I'm going to call them the Lou Williams wing? 200? 500 wings? 1,000? You know, there's just some places that you don't want to be recognized, that it's just not a good idea to be recognized there. A strip club really isn't one of them. So did Lou Williams have a choice in this? And another thing that's a little bizarre that we need to talk about, apparently he left the NBA bubble to go to a funeral, which he actually did do, but at what point in the funeral plans or process did he decide, hey, I'm going to go to Magic City and get some wings? At what point did that, was it before the wedding? I apologize, was it before the funeral that he decided to do that? Was it during? Because that's not a good look either. It's not a good look before. It's not a good look during. It's not a good look after. After is supposed to be the true mourning process. But at what point did he side, hey, make sure I go to Magic City? John, you know, John was a great man. I really like John. Loving father, husband, and my God, did he like himself some lemon pepper wings from Magic City Casino. If anybody wants to head over after the funeral and go mourn at Magic City, please let me know. By all means, I'm there. Did he have to infer it at some point? So that, I think, had to be a weird process. But that's what I'm saying, folks. If you're Lou Williams, that's not the place you want to be recognized. If it's something like the Lou Williams Center of Cancer Research, by all means, put your name on there, big bold letters, as bold as they could put them. The Lou Williams Adopt a Pet, No Animal Homeless Foundation, by all means, you want to be all over that. Not the Magic City Strip Club Chicken Wings. It's like being the Hooters Customer of the Month. John's a devoted Hooters customer. We love him here. The staff loves him. And John actually comes 25 days a week, out of 25 days a month. Out of 30 days, John's in that Hooters, 25. And now his family is going to come because Hooters wants to be a family type place. And the whole family is going to see that their dad has been spending his time 25 days a week at Hooters. There's a big plaque that lets you know that John is the employee, the consumer of the month at Hooters. The ladies love him. I'm sure John's wife is going to feel good. John would never let that happen. Lou Williams should have never let that happen. Just don't do it. It's like a hostel in Tijuana, Mexico, recognizing you. Ah, Mr. Williams, welcome back. Good to see you again. Yeah, well, you know what? Mr. Williams is with his family right now. Mr. Williams, being that a Jew, we noticed you're with your family, so we upgraded you to the two-bedroom Tijuana street view instead of your bang-and-go bachelor suite that you usually head up to. You don't want to be recognized at that hostel. I got very upset. A couple weeks ago, I went with this girl to the liquor store. We went to get a bottle of wine. Okay, guy's name is Ashish. I love him. The guy that owns the liquor store, great guy. I love Ashish. But I come in with the girl, and he acts like he sees me every single day. Oh, Mr. Burger, how you doing? You know, how are you, sheesh? But I don't want it to look like I'm a raging alcoholic when all I do is come in for a bottle of wine once a week. Oh, my God, Mr. Burger, welcome back. We're so happy to see you. It's like I'm with the girl. She's like, oh, my God, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He's drinking a bottle of liquor every day. What's he here for, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at this liquor store? You know, like, I love you, sheesh, but, jeez, don't act like I'm here every day when I'm not. Lou Williams night at the strip club. I mean, it's just not a good look for future girlfriends for Lou, you know, moving forward. Over at Magic City Strip Club, on Wednesdays, you get four titties for the price of two on Lou Williams night when you buy one bottle or more of premium liquor. You know, just something to think about, Lou, but I love you. Keep smiling as you do. Go, Clips, go. We are moving on. I tell you, Grace, while we keep things moving along here on the Burnley Dump Show, episode 85. Jesus, I said Grace. You know, I got to tell you, folks, this is going to be a tough process. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm mourning right now. It just, we have lost Grace Ibrahim, and it is just not. Do you know how many times I'm going to say Grace? Constantly. So stick with me. Just flow with it. If I say Grace, I say Grace. I mean, I just, that's gonna happen. Anywho, let's get right back into this, huh, Grace? Why do people have to make dessert such an awkward thing? I mean, seriously. Why is ordering dessert at a restaurant always such an awkward thing when you go out with people? Where it really gets awkward is if it's people that you don't know. The whole dinner could be great. You're having a good time. Everybody's having fun. It only gets awkward when the waiter comes by and asks if you want to order dessert. And even the waiter feels a little awkward asking if you guys want to have dessert. You ever notice that? Waiter never comes up with confidence. It's always like he comes up, you guys want a little dessert? Are we going to do dessert tonight? Their voice gets all high. We doing dessert tonight? You want to get some dessert tonight? It's like, dude, like, just come up to us and ask us. Yo, you guys want dessert tonight? Like, dude, let's just be more firm, because then the whole table gets kind of awkward. You know what I mean? I just want a waiter to come and be like, hey, by the way, yo, you guys want dessert tonight? You should probably back that steak up with a fat-ass s'more or something. Maybe even like an oversized piece of carrot cake, just a ridiculous portion of carrot cake. Just come up and ask us with confidence. Because then regardless, everything about the dessert ordering process just gets awkward at that point. And you're always going to have the guy that doesn't realize that he stepped out of line and said no too fast without asking the rest of the table. He always starts out, do you guys want dessert? No, no, we're full. And then he kind of turns and realizes, well, do you guys want dessert? You guys are okay? And then we kind of feel obligated to say no to dessert, even though there may be a damn well good chance that we did indeed want the dessert. You know what I mean? And he's so quick to do it, and then he finally turns around and realizes, oh shit, I should probably ask. And I'm usually the guy that wants a dessert, and I always feel bad for the guy that does want a dessert. Because then when it really starts to get awkward, when things really start going south, is when the table then realizes that, yes, you did actually indeed want dessert. Because then they feel bad. And then you're the guy, you know, because what you're doing is when you order the dessert, you are guaranteed to commit yourself to another 30 minutes of that night. You got to wait for a whole nother dish. I get it goes a little faster, but the guy who is full is probably ready to get out of there. So the whole process just gets kind of meshed up, and it just immediately gets awkward. Because then the whole table, if they see and they're like, oh, he wants dessert, they feel like, oh, Dave, have the dessert. Have the dessert, it's fine. And now, you know, you're that guy. You know what I mean? And then they try to, you know what, I gotta tell you, a fat-ass s'more sounds pretty good right now. Come on, Dave. No, we could get the dessert. John, come on, right? We could get a dessert, right? Now John's gotta say yes, but John was ready to get out of there. I love s'more. We're gonna do the fat-ass s'more. We're going to do it for Dave. Dave, we're going to get a dessert. You know, and then you kind of feel like a child. And now, by the time the dessert comes, John's got a second wind. They never just put one spoon. Now they don't want to make the guy feel bad who wanted the dessert. So they bring out four spoons, four plates, just naturally out of, you know, just to be nice. Turns out those four plates, everybody ends up eating the dessert and now loving it. Now the guy who originally said, oh, no, please, I'm full. Now that guy ends up eating more than the guy who really wanted the dessert. So I just think we need to get on the same page and not make desserts awkward. We can deal with the coronavirus, everything going on day by day. Let's put that at the forefront. When we get done with that, let's go ahead and make desserts not awkward anymore in America. Fix the main stuff we gotta fix. When we're ready for the other bullshit, the first thing I'm putting my hat in there for, in the ring for, is to fix the dessert process. Because right now, it's as awkward as ever. Anywho, moving on. Folks, we interrupt this message to let you know that the Brandon Dumb Show is brought to you by Raycon Earbuds. Grace, sometimes I need to just dial it in, be in my zone, forget everything else that's going on around me. What do I do so? Slip a couple Raycon earbuds into your ears and you'll be in your zone. It's a big game, Bob. Guaranteed. Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a noise-isolating fit. That's what I'm talking about, Grace Ibrahim. Now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/dumb. Yeah, dumb. That's buyraycon.com/dumb for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/dumb. Let's keep this show moving on. Yeah, I tell you, Grace, you know what I think about? I went to my cousin's the other day. He just bought one of these Teslas. Are these things really necessary? At what point on this planet do we just say we need to kind of chill out technology-wise? Can somebody talk to Elon Musk and say, hey, Elon, we get it. We know you know what you're doing. We know you're next level. We know you're not human. But let's slow down. Some of these Teslas they're rolling out with are ridiculous. Me and my cousin go to get food the other day. We're sitting in the car. He goes, hey, you want to listen? You want to do some karaoke? I said, well, I thought we were going to go get food. I didn't know we were going to go to karaoke. No. He's got it in the car. He's got a whole karaoke thing in the Tesla car. Have you seen these screens inside of Teslas? The screen is bigger than the windshield. I mean, the navigation where you plug away at everything is bigger than the windshield. I don't know how anybody sees out of these things. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. But then what's amazing to me is the Tesla has the nerve to speak out loud to you and tell you to fasten your seatbelt. It feels what people are in what spots of the car. And I think, okay, now you want to be concerned about my safety? I could follow verbatim and sing the lyrics of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel in the middle of my driving. But I can't drive without my seatbelt on. That's where the buck stops for you guys, Tesla? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Don't get me wrong, these things are amazing. You go watch Netflix, that's part of the feature. That's a nice feature. I'm just going to watch Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad just slinging crystal while I drive 75 miles per hour down US 101. Well, that sounds right. But please, please fasten your seatbelt while watching Netflix and driving. Because here at Tesla, we care about safety. I mean, at what point do we just slow down and say, Elon, hold the phone. Nothing against my Honda CR-V. I would take a Tesla any day of the week, don't get me wrong. But some of these features are just unbelievable. Just so ridiculous. There's whoopee cushions in there, so every time my cousin puts on the blinker, he could pick what seat farts, so he can make you fart, and you just look like, I mean, if you go on a date or something, a double date, you're toast. Don't ever go on a Tesla. He paid for this feature. He paid for the whoopee cushion feature. What is it, like an extra $2 a month? I don't know. But the whole way, I'm farting on our way to dinner when really I wasn't farting. It's got all these features. I've never seen anything like it. Elon Musk, he's coming out with these new SUVs now. They look like Humvees. The military's going to start using these things. Slow down, Elon. Slow down. I used to work valet. I was the guest services manager. I was in charge of valet. Guests would come to the hotel in these Teslas, especially when they really picked up. Everybody was bringing in these Teslas. Mr. Jones goes inside to dinner to have dinner inside the hotel with his family. Little does he know, we can't start the car. God forbid you have a key to these Teslas. God forbid any new car has a key now. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Folks, you got a treat. For those of you watching on the YouTube right now, I'd like you to say hello to Ernie. My cousin actually doubled down. He got a Tesla, and he got a dog, and he got a new apartment. He just changed his whole life. If you have an extra $100,000, by all means, feel free to go change your life. Look at Ernie here. Ernie making his podcast appearance. That's my boy. That's my boy. You got to see what this dog's got in the Tesla in the back seat. I've never seen. He's got like a full kayak. He like set it up. Not even a kayak. It's shaped more like one of those Jesus, come on. What's the thing that you swing? He's got a hammock. It's like a full hammock in the back seat. He's just swinging back and forth, just living the dream. Hell of a dog, though. But I tell you, we go in, these guests come in, and they come, they go to dinner. God forbid they have a key. We got to go in and get Mr. Jones to come out to start his car through the app. Mr. Jones has the nerve to get upset with valet for interrupting his dinner because we got to go park his car. Well, I apologize, Mr. Jones. Maybe you shouldn't buy a spaceship as your vehicle next time. But by all means, enjoy your shrimp teriyaki. Let me get you to get back to that. Just trying to do my job here, sir. Do my part. I'll do the autopilot feature on the way down to the garage. Don't you worry. Your charger is going to take up half the garage here, but that's okay. We're here to accommodate your Tesla. These Teslas are nuts. Look at Ernie here. Anywho, we are moving on here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, folks. Well, folks, I do believe it is indeed that time. That time for everybody's favorite segment of the show. You know the drill here. It is indeed time. It's the Ass Bab segment, week by week, Tuesday after Friday, following that Tuesday. I tell you fine folks, submit your questions in to be filed for the Ass Bab segment. Doing so, taking me up on that, was Daniel Latchner, Prospect, Kentucky. Bob, you have had a lot of high-end people on your podcast. Would you say you have been the most... Who would you say has been the most fun? That's no offense, Lassner, but that is some Kentucky grammar right there. No disrespect if I've ever seen. Would you say have been the most fun guest you have had in order? Also, will you actually be swimming with sharks with Forrest Galante? Oh, jeez, Lord. Oh, dear Lord, there is no affording that one. Good Lord. Great question, though, Mr. Latchner there. I really do. I like the question. You know, I thought about it a lot. Not to be political, but it's tough to do a top five. It really is, because we have had so many. So I did think up of a top five, but it wasn't an easy thing to do. Hear me out on these ones from five to number one. Number five, I'm actually going to go with the ladies, which was No Road and Sophie Julia from the Home Team Podcast, in the sense that... It was something that the followers had never seen. I couldn't believe that we had never had a girl on the podcast, of course, besides Grace. And I'm going to continue to get more girls on the podcast. But to talk the topics that they talk about, and they're very good, and to hear me and Joey Coldcuts in that element, I felt it was something new for the followers. And I just thought I really saw the way the followers appreciated it. I love it just to, you know, kind of go over different dating etiquette. A lot of the show is based on dating etiquette, some of the bits that, you know, that I've that I've seen and come up with throughout the you know, the podcast really feeds to their, you know, to what they do. And I just thought that was a lot of fun, and I knew how much the followers appreciated it, which was awesome. Number four, I'll say the Entourage cast. I mean, that Entourage, any guy my age or, you know, 10, 15 years above me, under me, I mean, everybody's seen Entourage, everybody. And it was just one of my favorite shows of all time growing up. It's one of those things where I could constantly rewatch it. Some people get that effect on The Sopranos. For me, it was Entourage. To be able to build the relationship that I had, you know, with Connelly, and then to be able to get those guys on the podcast, was awesome. So that definitely hit me. And then to see, you had Kevin Dillon, who played Johnny Drama. I mean, just to see how much these characters are true to their character in the show was just wild to watch that develop. So that was neat. I'll put Entourage at four. Plus, we had so much damn fun, them being New Yorkers. We just really had an instant bond. Moving on here, three, we're going to go Pat McAfee. I just, you know, honestly, I'm the biggest Pat McAfee guy. I think he's so great for podcasting, his show. He's high energy. If there was somebody that I look up to in this field, that I really look up to, I really think it would be Pat McAfee. Obviously, he has a much bigger fan base, and he's, you know, where he's taking his show is pretty incredible. But a guy who brings that type of energy every episode, the things he talked about, it's just hysterical. And to have him on, he was every bit as good as I knew he would be. And he just brought that same energy. It was, and plus for him to tell me that he was a fan of mine, it was bizarre. So that was worth the price of admission right there. But McAfee's become one of my friends, and he's the man. I love that guy. So I'll put McAfee three. Number two, I'm going to give to Forrest Galante. Now, you had the follow-up there, Lachner, on Forrest Galante. Number two, I will do the tour at Forrest Galante's house. Was absurd. That one, we took Joey Coldcuts as well. And again, and I spoke about it on the last pod, you know, Galante is a pro. He's a pro's pro. He really is. He had just come off the Joe Rogan show where I saw him maybe a day after, I think it was. And Rogan's asking all these good questions. And Rogan's an animal guy. He's a wildlife guy. And then he comes to me, and to watch Galante adjust to a guy, he knew the shtick of how I'm just not an animal guy. I'm really not. And he was able to cater to it, and it just made it so much fun, and I was so out of my element. It was just awesome being around those animals and just being, you know, me just being, again, just so out of my element. And I just thought it made to some of the best content we've had. Huge Forrest Galante guy. He's a character. And then number one, I got to give Navy SEAL Robert O'Neill, who killed Bin Laden. I mean, that was, for anybody, you know, you remember 9/11, but for me, being in New Jersey, I remember being in, I forget what grade I was in, but I remember they gathered us around and made this announcement to us that our parents were leaving New York because something had taken place in the city, but they wouldn't tell us what it was. They tried to make it something lighter than what it actually was, and I just remember that day very vividly. I think a lot of people do, and to be sitting with an American hero was wild. I mean, to think at the same time, too, that was like our second or third podcast that we had done. I think Jimmy Tatro was number one. Since I signed with Bro Bible, Jimmy Tatro was number one with Christian Pierce. And then that same day, we then went and interviewed Robert O'Neill. And that was wild, to be in the same room with the guy who killed Osama bin Laden. The guy's just a total badass. And his dad, who was amazing. And his dad had never done an interview with him as well. And it was just, it was really fascinating to see what got him there. What brings you to being a Navy SEAL and the one who kills bin Laden? I mean, it was just wild. I remember even after the episode going back to we were having a good time just talking at the studio. And we wanted to get a drink. I said, why don't you guys just come back to my place? We'll have a drink. Coming back, having a drink with Robert O'Neill and his dad. And we sit on my couch, and for me to try and wrap my head around the fact that the guy who killed Osama bin Laden is right now sitting in my living room, just shooting it up with me, you know, great guy, just chopping it up, drinking whiskey. I mean, it was just bizarre, something I'll never forget. Phenomenal question. Now, Lachner had the two-part question, and that also led, will you actually be swimming with sharks with Forrest Galante? You know, by the way, me, Forrest Galante, and Joey Coldcuts Going Surfing airs Wednesday on the YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube and see that. It's a doozy of a video. I've actually already seen it. It's wild. I just couldn't leave it at that. I couldn't leave it. Forrest asked me, he goes, hey, you should come dive in with sharks with us, graduate you to the big leagues next week. Meanwhile, I just sacrificed my body in his Santa Barbara waters, just skipping across the water, going off this surfboard, burnt to a crisp, sunburn-wise. And now the guy wants me to go shark diving with him? I mean, it's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And my dumbass said yes. I said yes. And now he's going to hold me to that. I can't. Forrest Galante is a friend of the pod, a very good friend of the pod. I can't let him down. But there's no way I'm getting in with those sharks. Why do we got to dive in with those things? What's the difference? Can't I just see it from a boat? What's the difference? Why do I got to get close to the thing? Wait a minute, I have an interaction with the shark? There's no chance. There's just no chance I go in those waters. And shame on me for saying yes out of the get-go. Who do I think I was? Now everybody's expecting. I don't see how there's any way I could possibly go in there. I just don't see it happening. I really don't. I mean, that man is just a man amongst boys. He's just a different animal. They just don't make him like Forrest Galante anymore. He's wild. Folks, check out that YouTube video Wednesday coming out. Believe it or not, we actually take Thursday off. Bobby gets a little bit of a vacation here. There will be no second podcast coming this week. No Thursday pod. Instead, Wednesday, we will drop the surfing video for you. Folks, I'm excited about that. Fired up. By the way, next week, another thing to be excited about. Steve-O from Jackass joins us next week. That'll be a wild interview. And then we're going to double down. Tyler Cameron from The Bachelorette will join us. The ladies love this guy. Big old following, 2.5 million on Instagram. He's just an absolute stud. Fresh patch of lettuce on his hand. Guy can't do no wrong, but a blast. He'll be good for the podcast. Folks, that does it. Episode 85. We will see you Tuesday. Keep an eye out for that YouTube come Wednesday. Take care. Be safe.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.